Welcome to the VK7 Amateur Radio News for the 12th of December 2021. At the mic of VK7WI this week is Peter, VK7PD. This broadcast goes out on repeaters all over VK7 and on digital radio DMR Talk Group 5 and D-Star Reflector 91C by VK7ZCR. We go out on medium and high frequency courtesy of the following rebroadcast stations. On 1.862 MHz by Graham, VK7GS. On 3.67 MHz by Gary, VK7JGD. On 7.14 MHz by Dale, VK7DG. On 14.13 MHz by Peter, VK7TPE. And on 28.525 MHz by Tony, VK7VKT. We also go out on UHF CB channel 15, thanks to Mark, VK7FMAC, in the Hobart area. You can hear this broadcast again on Tuesday night at 8 p.m. on repeaters VK7RAA in northern VK7 and on VK7RTC in southern VK7. VK7 News, dawning of a new era of cooperation. This last week has seen the culmination of some work that has been bubbling away between INTARC and REST over the last couple of months. In the last week, there was an assignment document signed by all parties to transfer the agreement for use of the repeater site on Mount Wellington from INTARC to REST. This will eventually see a 2-metre repeater back on Mount Wellington, along with the north-south link and other facilities. There is a lot of planning work and licence changes that have to be worked through prior to this happening. The REST and INTARC committees have been working together to bring this about, and it heralds a new era of north-south cooperation. There will be more about this in future broadcasts and club newsletters, so stay tuned to the VK7 Amateur Radio News. 73 REST and INTARC committees. Contest news. WIA Spring VHF UHF Field Day. On November 27-28, the Spring Field Day was held. Thanks to all those who operated during the weekend and contributed contacts, your logs are now due and need to be uploaded by midnight AEDST tomorrow, Monday, 13 December 2021. To submit your logs for direct import into log checking software and ASCII text format as produced by VK7CL, and this is now the preferred format. No cover sheet is required with these logs. 73 Richard VK7ZBX. QSL News. Report from Herman VK7HW, manager of the WIA VK7 Inwards QSL Bureau. The current list of QSL cards held as at 19 November is in the email version of the broadcast. If you have recently upgraded and or changed your call sign, please contact Herman to advise him of your old and new call signs. Thank you to those amateurs who have already been in touch advising me of new call signs and SK information. 73 Herman, VK7HW, WIA Manager, VK7 Inwards QSL Bureau. News from the North. SOTA WWFF Parks Group. The Summits of the Air Worldwide Flora and Fauna Parks Group meets twice weekly, Mondays and Fridays, 10:30 a.m. till 12 at the Glebe Gardens Cafe, Henry Street, Launceston. For more information, contact Al on 0417 354 410. 73 Al, VK7AN. Northern Tasmanian Amateur Radio Club Incorporated. Wow, what an attendance we had on Friday at Coffee. A massive roll-up of members. Thankfully, we had enough food to fill the bellies of everyone. I must say a thank you to Roz, who arrives early every week and opens and sets up, having already baked a cake or slice every week for all to share. I'm afraid to say it, but I cheat by shopping at the supermarket on the way in, either picking up sausage rolls or cocktail frankfurts or something along these lines. On Friday, member Lorraine brought along one of her sponge cakes. They are truly a delight, so much so that Roz and I don't even contemplate making one. Thank you, Lorraine, for your support also throughout the year. very much appreciated. With that in mind, a reminder that our last coffee session for 2021 will be Friday the 17th. As there was no Club Tech Night this week, we basically are back to reminders of coming events. So first up is a reminder regarding 2022 membership fees. Yes, with the year rapidly disappearing, it is time to start reminding all that your 2021 membership fee expires on 31 December. A letter advising of the fee payable for 2022 has been forwarded to all members to the email address noted on our records. The Treasurer is happy at the moment as he has had an avalanche of renewals through our website. If you haven't received your letter, please email the secretary at entark.net with your correct details. A number of members have already paid, and the preferred method is direct deposit to our bank account, and the details are Bendigo Bank, BSB 633000, account number 120432687, in the name of NTARC, N-T-A-R-C. Please remember to notate your payment with your call sign. Other options are by paying on a Friday coffee morning or by check to our postal address, which is P.O. Box 275 Launceston 7250. If you have already paid, could you please fill in the renewal form at our NTARC website so the Treasurer can update our records and then issue a receipt. Upcoming events, Christmas dinner, Wednesday 15th December, final reminder. Venue, Mowbray Hotel. Meet time is 6 p.m. Tables have been booked under the name of NTARC. Menu is a la carte and there is plenty of parking at the rear. Please RSVP the secretary at either of these email addresses, secretary at ntarc.net or ypmaxwell at bigpond.com. We need to confirm final numbers with the hotel on Tuesday, 14th December, so please ensure you get your name on the list before that date. As of Friday, we had 31 names listed, so if you are planning to attend, please advise so your name can be added, and if you have changed your mind about attending, please also advise as this helps the hotel with catering and seating arrangements. Please note there will not be a Club Tech session on this night. They will be recommencing on Wednesday, 12th January. Testnet and TechNet, Wednesday, 22nd December. Testnet CW course on 3580 from 7 p.m. till 7:30 p.m. and a TechNet on 3567 from 7:30 till about 8:30 p.m. Your host for the evening will again be Nick, VK7 Whiskey Whiskey. Future events, 2022. January, General Meeting, Saturday, 8th January, 2022. Meeting to commence at 1400 hours, 2 p.m. Afternoon tea will follow. Club Tech Nights, Wednesday, 12th January, held at the NTARC Club Rooms, 1930 hours until whenever. Testnet and TechNet, Wednesday, 19th January, Testnet CW course on 3580 from 7 p.m. till 7:30 p.m. and a TechNet on 3567 from 7:30 p.m. till about 8:30 p.m. Your host for the evening will again be Nick, VK7WW. Please note this has yet to be confirmed by Nick, so have inserted as a tentative event to be confirmed in next week's news. Annual General Meeting. The Annual General Meeting of NTARC will take place on Wednesday, 9th February 2022 at the NTARC Club Rooms, Rochalie Scout Hall, Archer Street, Rochalie, commencing at 19:30 hours, 7:30 p.m. I will be writing to all the NTARC coordinators soon requesting they start to think about their yearly report. The AGM will be followed by the February General Meeting. More information on this matter in January. Coffee Mornings, currently held every Friday in the NTARC Club Rooms. Catch-up time is from 10 a.m. to noon, and we look forward to seeing you all. These coffee events represent a good time These coffee events represent a good opportunity to collect your QSL cards. We currently have cards awaiting collection, so why not pop in and check the QSL box and join us for a cuppa and chat. Just a friendly reminder, please demonstrate your appreciation of all the effort that goes into operating the club, its facilities, and the other services we provide, especially in these abnormal and very trying times. Enjoying the company, coffee, biscuits and cake, by leaving a gold coin or two, or even a small banknote in the jar to assist our ongoing operations. Christmas and New Year closure. The last day the club will be open in 2021 for coffee mornings will be Friday, 17th December. We reopen on Friday, 7th January 2022. This gives all members, and especially the team that set up each week, some downtime to celebrate with family and friends. Plenty of warning on this one, folks, so please note your diaries. Finally, a reminder to all members that if you have any items of news you would like added to our weekly roundup, no matter how trivial, then please email me at the following address, news@ntark.net. All items will be received no later than 1700 on the Friday prior to the broadcast. Your continued cooperation in this regard will be greatly appreciated. We will bring you all such contributions next Sunday morning. 73 Yvonne, VK7FYMX, Secretary, NTARC Incorporated. You are listening to VK7WI, and this is the VK7 Amateur Radio News Broadcast. News from the South. Huonville Electronics and Radio Team, HEART, or HART, VK7HSD. Last Friday night, Linda, VK7QP, and Justin, VK7TW, were invited as special guests to the end of 2021 Huonville Scout Presentation Night to unveil and present some special radio-related prizes. There has been something very special going on at Huonville Scouts, thanks to Dale, VK7FNED, Michael, VK7MRS, Brian, VK7BM, Nicole, VK7FNJS, and Jackson, VK7FJAX. This group started a radio patrol program at Huonville that is now going gangbusters, with well over 10 scouts with foundation licenses and actively participating in radio-related activities. The first group was way back in 2014, and they did a series of night classes in Hobart, and everyone passed their assessment. This laid the foundations for what was coming. In 2018-19, with the help of the council, the Huonville Scout Hall was totally rebuilt, and it included a brand spanking new radio shack that was officially opened on the 17th of August 2019, and the Huonville Electronics and Radio Team, HART, VK7HSD, was born. Michael and Brian do a fantastic job training the scouts up each week prior to their normal scout activities, and then Justin, VK7TW, comes along and takes the scouts through their theory and practical assessment. In December 2020, there were 7 scouts who did their training and sat the assessment and got their license, including from Huonville, VK7LJB Larkia, VK7BSR Billy, VK7MPR Robbie, VK7CMD Christian, and Owen, VK7TIN. From Signet Scout Hall, there was also VK7CAG Cohen and VK7LOL Thomas. In August 2021, there were 5 more scouts licensed. Ava, call sign to be determined, Alex, VK7POG, Seb, VK7SJA, Rowan, VK7KAR, and Jack, call sign to be determined. There were also some additional scouts from Signet and Huonville who will be sitting their exams in early 2022. Linda, VK7QP, President of the Australian Ladies Amateur Radio Association, talked about ALARA and encouraged young ladies into the hobby and highlighted that Larkia, VK7LJB, has taken out the inaugural scout and guide section of the recent ALARA contest. The District Commissioner of Scouts then unveiled the Huonville Scout Group licensed amateur radio operator's plaque. The plaque contains the names of the recent 12 Foundation licensees. This plaque is being mounted in the main hall for all to see and scouts to aspire to becoming involved in the radio patrol and get their name on the plaque. Linda and Justin then presented three handhelds to three of the recent Foundation licensees. Congratulations to all involved in this fantastic venture. 73 Justin, VK7TW, and Linda, VK7QP. Hobart Hacker Space News. VK7HHS on the air. Last week we activated VK7HHS at the Hobart Hacker Space and had a couple of local contacts. Great interest was shown and lots of how and why questions were forthcoming. We have an HF radio and a 2-meter radio. We were using a disc cone for 2 meters and a 40-meter dipole for HF. We are open to the public on Thursdays from 7 p.m, so why not come along and meet some very bright and enthusiastic members. If you are interested in robotics, coding, 3D printing and laser cutting, as well as CNC routers, this is the go-to place for all things science and technology. Take a look at the link on the email edition of this broadcast. A hackerspace, also referred to as a hack lab, makerspace or hackspace, is a community-operated workspace where people with common interests, often in computers, technology, science, digital art or electronic art, can meet, socialize and or collaborate. Hobart Hackerspace Inc. was founded in 2012 after a successful crowdfunding campaign which was designed to not only raise money, but to also gauge the interest in operating a dedicated community workshop dedicated to technology and art. After many months of searching, a license was signed with the Tasmanian Department of Health and Human Services to utilize one of the guardhouses at 2 St. John Avenue, Newtown, on the edge of the former St. John's Park Orphanage. Visitors are welcome on Thursday nights from 7 p.m. However, you will be asked to join after a few visits, as we are currently funded entirely through membership fees. For more information, please use the contact form to get in touch with members of the management committee. 73 Ken, VK7DY. Wison, Tasmania South. Christmas lunch wrap-up. Wison, Tas, South held their Christmas lunch and gathering at the Top Pub in Cygnet last week. There were over 30 people who attended, and this resulted in having to put on 2 extra tables in the dining room. The warning about fasting a few days beforehand was good advice, as the serves were huge. The free soft serve ice cream was a hit and resulted in the staff having to refill the machine. Thanks to Chris, VK7CDW, and Gary, VK7JGD, for booking and organizing. 73 Wison Committee. You are listening to VK7WI. And this is the VK7 Amateur Radio News Broadcast. Radio and Electronics Association of Southern Tasmania. Beacons News. Please note that following the recent electrical storm activities in the south, the VK7RST GPS-disciplined digital beacons on 6 metres, 2 metres and 70 centimetres are off air until further notice. We will let you know once they have been restored. 73 Justin, VK7TW. Reist Christmas BYO Barbecues. Reist will be holding 2 Christmas BYO Barbecues on 15th December 2021, the first at lunchtime for the Wednesday afternoon group, WAGS, from 12 noon, and the second from 7:30 p.m. for the DATV Experimenters group. Please note, there will not be a DATV night program being broadcast on that night. See you all there, 73 Reist Committee. Reist Open Day. The Reist Committee is holding its Open Day on Sunday, January 30th, 2022, from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. More details about the day will be in future broadcasts. See you there, 73 Reist Committee. Training and Assessment. Reist's next Foundation license course and all license assessment day is on Saturday, the 25th January 2022 from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. If you are thinking of coming along, then please let Reg Emmett, VK7KK, Reist Learning Organiser, know as soon as possible that you will be coming along by phoning 0417 391 607 or email assessor@reast.asn.au. Check out the Reist Foundation License Training videos that can be found on the Reist YouTube Training and Assessment playlist. Check out the Reist Facebook page, events, for further details. 73 Reg, VK7KK. DATV Experimenters Night. We started the night with Steve, VK7OO, and Paul, VK7FPCL, who have both put together mini kits, SDR, RX, TX switch kits. Steve and Paul took the audience through putting together the kits, what they are using it with, and their views on the excellent kits from mini kits. Thanks to Steve and Paul. We then moved to a demonstration of the Nanovna FV2 using the RF demo kit. We then moved to an article in the latest AR magazine and went through the Jim Tregellis VK5JST VSWR power meter article and then showed the actual kit. A couple more articles from the latest Dubas magazine, namely the article on a high-gain dual polarized and low-noise disc Yagi antenna for 23 centimeters, and then another article called The Total Power, a tool for RF noise measurement using a low-power RTL SDR dongle. There was then a quick summary of the experiments with 3.4 GHz antenna testing with Alan VK7KAJ and Steve VK7OO, Justin VK7TW and Brian VK7BW with his PCB antenna and all strong signals off Mount Wellington, 5 and 9 plus 10. We finished with reminders about logs for the spring VHF and above field day that are due by 13/12/21 and the future Reist events. We get underway in a fortnight on Wednesday, the 22nd of December from 7:30 p.m. with a special Christmas edition. Keep an eye on the Reist Facebook events for more details. And a reminder that we go out on RF on 445.5 megs DVB-T 7 MHz standard definition. So if you have a TV, set-top box or USB DTV dongle that you can tune and scan 445.5 MHz and you can see the Queen's Domain, then you have a good chance of receiving the DATV Experimenters Night signal. Look out for VK7OTC. We also stream the nights on the Reist YouTube channel. 73 Justin, VK7TW. Amateurs in the Media, VK2COW on Space Mothballs. The ABC TV News and Social Media ran a story about using mothballs or naphthalene as rocket fuel. One of the PhD candidates who is undertaking this research is none other than Dimitrios Sifakis, VK2COW, who in the recent past was an active LF-MF experimenter. Dimitrios commented on the 600-meter list that it was his PhD is the reason he has not been too active on the low frequencies. The story can be accessed at the link on the email edition of this broadcast. 73 Justin, VK7TW. Regular VK7 gatherings and events over the coming months. Regular gatherings. SOTA WWFF Group meeting Mondays and Fridays 10:30 to 12 midday at Glebe Gardens Cafe, Henry Street, Launceston. NTUC, Friday coffee session. Rochely Club Rooms, Launceston from 10 a.m. NTUC, TestNet and TechNet, Wednesday, 22nd December. TestNet CW course on 3580 from 7 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. and TechNet on 3567 from 7:30 p.m. till about 8:30 p.m. NTUC Club Tech Nights, Wednesday, 12th January 2022 from 19:30 hours in NTARC clubrooms. Northwest VK7, Wednesday from 2000 local, NW Tassie Amateur Repeater Group Net on VK7 RMD. Northwest VK7 Thursday commencing at 09:30 UTC 2030 local, NW Tassie 2-meter DX Net 144.19 USB upper sideband. REST Microwave QSO Party following after the Sunday broadcast on 1296.15 MHz FM in both Hobart and Launceston. REST WAGS Wednesday afternoon group meet in the Queen's Domain clubrooms from 12 noon. REST DATV Experimenters Night from 7:30 PM live in the clubrooms, also on DVB-T, RF and YouTube streaming. Sewing Circle Net, daily on 3.64 MHz, commences at 6 PM AEDST. Events, NTARC, 15th December, Christmas dinner at Mowbray Hotel from 6 PM. Let Secretary know if you're coming. REST 15th December, Christmas BYO barbecues for WAGs at lunchtime and DATV Experimenters Night from 6 PM. NTARC, 8th January 2022. General meeting from 2 PM in the Rochalie clubrooms with afternoon tea to follow. REST 30th January 2022. REST open day from 11 AM to 3 PM. REST 6th February 2022. Annual general meeting, Queen's Domain clubrooms from 11 AM followed by BYO barbecue. NTARC, 9th February 2022, Annual General Meeting from 7:30 in the NTARC Clubrooms, Rochalie Scout Hall, Archer Street, Rochalie. A reminder to those people rostered for next week's broadcast. Newsreader, VK7RI. Repeaters, REST NTARC and in the Northwest, thanks to NWTARC, West Coast Radio Group, Cradle Coast Radio Amateur Radio Club, VK7AX and VK7DC, 160 metres VK7GS, 80 metres VK7DG, 40 metres VK7TPE, 20 metres VK7ALH, 10 metres VK7JGD, UHF-CB15, VK7FMAC, DMR Talk Group 5 and D-Star Reflector, 91C, VK7ZCR. You can hear this broadcast again on Tuesday night at 8 PM on repeaters VK7RAA in Northern VK7 and VK7RTC in Southern VK7. A huge thank you to all people and organisations that assisted with this broadcast. That concludes our VK7 Amateur Radio News broadcast for this week. You have been listening to or have just missed VK7WI. Next week, the national WIA news can be heard at 0900, followed by the VK7 amateur radio news around 0930 hours. Items for the broadcast can be emailed to vk7arnews@gmail.com. Further information about the broadcast can be found at the VK7 Amateur Radio News.io group. The deadline for items is 2100 on Friday prior to the Sunday of the broadcast. VK7WI is now closing but will reopen shortly for callbacks and relay reports. Callbacks will be taken on the frequency to which you are listening. Relay stations will use their own call signs during the callback. On behalf of the VK7 Amateur Radio News team, it's 73 and season's greetings from Peter, VK7PD.